a technical Rashi that seemingly has nothing to do with Dida B'Tachtonim ends up very much talking about Dira B'Tachtonim. Interesting, the original source of Dira B'Tachtonim, and that means that our goal here in this world is to create a Dira, a home for Hashem, is actually from the Medrash on this week's Parsha, on Parshas Nasai in the Tanchuma. Obviously, until the Alter Rebbe explains it in Tanya, Perek Lamed Vav and Lamed Zayin, Dira B'Tachtonim was very much a Medrash that most of the world never heard. And Dira B'Tachtonim, after the Alter Rebbe puts it into Tanya, becomes very much the foundational idea of our whole avodah over here, and pretty much of everything we do here, why we're here. Interesting, it was one of the big debates that some of the people from outside Lubavitch had against Chassidus, is how pure Medrash and turned it into a foundational text in Jewish philosophy versus other ideas and other hashkafas of our purpose in this world that seemingly have a basis of more what we would call mainstream Jewish thought. But Chassidus does turn Dira B'Tachtonim into a fundamental text, and it's, as we said, originally from this week's Parsha in Tanchuma. Now, the Rashi that the Rebbe bases his conversation on is a Rashi that discusses Hashem's conversation with Moshe. And the Torah tells us at the end of the Parsha, B'voy Moshe, when Moshe would come L'daber Itay to talk with Hashem, V'yishma Sakoil, he would hear the voice, midaber elav, talking to him, vayidaber elav, and he would talk back, or rather that the Hashem would talk to him. And Rashi comes and says, vayidaber elav, that Hashem would talk to him, lema'et aroi min adidas. This, the words, vayidaber elav, that comes immediately after already said, midaber elav. Why does it have to say, midaber elav, talking to him, vayidaber elav, talking to him? This is to tell you that aroin was not part of the conversation. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu would walk into the Mishkan, into the Ayol Mayit, and have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aaron was not able to hear it. Comes Rashi following that on the words Vayishma Sakoil, which are actually words that are previously in the Pasuk. As we just said, Ubevoy Moshe, Moshe would come Lidaber Itay to talk with Hashem, Vayishma Sakoil, he would hear the voice Midaber Elav talking to him, Vayidaber Elav, and Hashem would talk to him. So Vayishma Sakoil is previously, but only after the Rashi of Midaber Elav coming, Vayidaber Elav, telling us that Aaron was not part of it, comes Rashi on the previous words and says, you would think that it was a soft voice, and that's why Aaron didn't hear. Comes the Torah and tells you, Es Hakoil, the voice. Hakoil, Hey Ayidia, the voice. Which voice? The voice that we heard at Sinai, which was obviously a powerful voice. Why does it come after the previous Rashi? The Rebbe explains, because only after we have the point that the first Rashi told us, that Aaron didn't hear, so you would think it's because Hashem spoke softly, only then comes Rashi and have to explain, Vayishma Sakel, which could. Because otherwise, if you don't have the point of the second Rashi, Vayidabere, love, you don't have the point that Hashem only spoke to Moshe, then you don't have a problem with the koil. But only once you understand that Aaron didn't hear it, so then you start assuming that it was because Hashem spoke softly, then Rashi has to clarify that the voice was loud. That's the technical or Rashi Sicha part of it. But then the Rebbe comes and says this beautiful idea. Miyena shel Torah, from the wine of Torah, from the Chassidus element of Torah that you could see within Rashi. And Rebbe points out, we find that there were two things that happened to Hashem's voice. Because if we say Hakel refers to the voice that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yidden heard by Sinai, so what happened at Sinai to that voice? It stopped. But where did it stop? It stopped in time. Hashem spoke, the Aseres HaDibros, and then it stopped. So there was a hefsik, there was a stopping in time. Over here, what do we see? That the same voice that Hashem used, that booming voice, was a hefsek in space. In other words, that it only went to Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't go to Adam. So we see two things that happened to this big voice that Hashem revealed. A limit in time and a limit in space. Why? Because what was the reason there was a limit in time? Was for the sake of Bechira Chavshis free choice. Because if Hashem continued speaking to us, Aseres HaDibros, or continued teaching us Torah forever, so in other words, Hashem was revealed, then there would be no free choice, because I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a choice. Do I believe or not believe? He's in my face. So too, there had to be a limit in space. If all Am Yisrael, even Aaron HaKohen, if they had heard the voice of Hashem constantly, or they heard what Moshe Rabbeinu heard, again, it would take away Bechira Chafshis. The only way Hashem allows us to have free choice is by hiding himself, by hiding the Gilui, the revelation of the voice. So in other words, Hashem wants Dirbe Tachtonim. That's where Dirbe Tachtonim enters the Sicha. And the Rebbe references Tanchuma Parsha, Seinu, our Parsha. The only way we could have a Dirbe Tachtonim is there's a Tachton. What's the definition of a Tachton? That I'm not, there's no revelation. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one that hears the voice, but there's a Hefzik, there's a stop on the voice, both at Matan Torah, as we said, time-wise, and in the Oyel Mayit, space-wise. Comes the Rebbe and says, so where's the lesson from here? A person will think, I want to spend my whole day in Oyel Mayit. I want to spend it in the Oyel, in the place where I meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where I learn Torah. I sit in the world of Torah. I don't want to go out. Comes the Eibishter and tells us, the Ikar Avayda of a Jew is not to be in Oyel Mayit. Moshe Rabbeinu is in Oyel Mayit. Now, Taka, every one of us has a Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a space once in a while to go into Oyel Mayit, and especially when we're in Yeshiva, we learn in Oyel Mayit full time. But then, the goal is Dirbe Tachtonim. So, Aaron and all Am Yisrael don't hear the Koil. In other words, go out and bring the voice outside. Because again, Oyel Mayit means the place where Mayit, where we meet Hashem. But when we meet Hashem with that level of revelation, there's no Bechira Chafshis. But our goal over here is to make a Dirbe Tachtonim in the world of Bechira Chafshis. So get out of the Oyel Mayit. Go transform the world. Make everything else a place of Dirbe Tachtonim. And then the Mirtz Hashem, when Mashiach comes, Taka, the whole world will be an Oyel Mayit, a Dira Lo Yisbarach.